give them a sec, everybody a second?
No.
You want me to just go?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody. It's always fun to get back to work, and we obviously doing something a little bit new with the rookies. So, but we're all excited to be here, get going. It's been a productive summer and preseason, and certainly now we'll get after it. So I'll take your questions.
How beneficial is it to having the rookies in maybe a couple days early just to get their feet wet and kind of figure things out, lay of the land and stuff like that before the whole thing starts?
Yeah, this is a very beneficial couple of days for the rookies and some of the selected vets. To be able to hear it again, to be able to get the reps, you know, when you're a young player, reps are really, really important. And so to get a lot of reps in a short period of time, it really helps with your development. It's good for us as coaches. We get back coaching and talking and teaching and doing the things that we do. And you do it in a small group setting so guys can ask questions. Because the numbers are small, you know, we can't add the tempo to it and go really fast. So we go really slow and get all their questions answered. And so then when the vets come back, they really have got kind of a refresher course.
Pat, for some of the young guys, I know a lot of coaches over the last few years have talked about the shorter offseason schedule. You don't get as much development time with young guys. Mm-hmm. Can this help put back a little bit of that?
I think so. In a former life, you know, back when I was in Philadelphia, this was what we did.
Yeah.
You know, we would have 3 days with the selected vets, the rookies, and then the quarterbacks. And they got everybody going, plus the rookies got a chance to develop 3 more days. And so it certainly is beneficial for the guys that are here.
Where is his grasp right now today on day one of what you need him to grasp, and where does it need to progress from here?
Well, he really has retained a great deal from the spring, and I think that's the most important piece. We were just talking about it. There's no substitute for experience. And these guys are a little bit experienced because they were here in the spring. And you could already see that the learning, and they're coming back faster than when they heard it the first time. And so anything you do over and over and over, you get smoother with. And he did a really nice job in the spring, and we anticipate he'll just continue to get better.
He talked yesterday about some of the similarities, but I think particularly with zone running between what you guys are doing and what he did at Florida State. How much can that carryover help him in year one?
Yeah, you know, he really came from a pretty advanced offensive system at Florida State. You saw principles of zone running, gap running, pass protection where he was involved. He was involved in route running. And so, you know, he has a pretty good foundation of what we're going to ask him to do. And, you know, I think that helps him.
Just in terms of talking to us, he says, like, he seems to have a good perspective on not trying to do too much early and just kind of earn his way. What have you seen from him just overall in his attitude and his approach and working with him?
Yeah, I think that shows up. I think he tries to make the most of every rep he gets. You see him do a lot of things really well, and then if he does make a mistake, he's able to correct it and move on, you know, and that's another sign of a pro. Because if you do this long enough or you run enough plays, you're going to make a few errors. The key is to correct the error, move on fast, and then don't make it again. And so we've seen all those elements to his game. And, you know, I think he's going to have a bright future.
Hey, Pat, what are you looking for out of your three quarterback over the next couple of days?
Same thing. You know, I think for them to be able to come out here and execute and operate, you know, we really haven't backed off on anything. You know, from the cadence. And then obviously we want them to be able to execute efficiently. For them also, it's going to help them because they're going to get a chance to get their footwork down, get their sea legs back before the veterans come.
And how do you look at the competition at wide receiver with some of the young guys? There seems to be at least one roster spot, you know, wide open, and then a second with Michael Floyd out the first 4 games. How do you kind of size up the battle for those roster spots?
Yeah, I think right now they just go out and play and do the best with the reps that they get. We saw improvement in that group throughout the spring, and we're looking to see that steady climb. And then we'll sort it out as we go. It's really early now to start doing the math on that. There's a lot of football to be played, a lot of development that needs to happen, and we'll just see where they're at once we put the first final roster together.
Also, in terms of Tavius Martin, put on the bluff list, you got to indicate when you might same amount of crime. Just seems to be more of a procedural thing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. I know he's making progress, and he's out moving around. There's no boot and all that. So better questions for Zim and Shugs.
Yeah, he was saying that yesterday that he felt that maybe he was a little behind because he hasn't been able to participate through the off-season program. What do you think about, I mean, in terms of just him having to watch versus not being able to be in there while you guys were together this spring and earlier summer? How far behind do you think he is?
Well, I think he's, you know, he's a pro. He's a veteran. He's had to deal with these types of things in the past. He is very in tune with what we're doing mentally. He asks great questions. He's made some suggestions on things to, you know, help teach it. And so he's right there mentally. For him, it's just going to be a matter of getting his body back, you know, in and around the ankle and get out there and play it. Get used to his ankle and his body again.
What have you liked since you've seen Case Keenum since the spring? And yeah. What does it say, him coming in with such a great attitude, you know, with a bunch of rookies like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he's done a really good job for us in terms of he's a pro, he's a veteran. He's been through this more than once. And, you know, you can see the way he operates out there that, you know, he's got a veteran level to his game, from the cadence to making sure guys are lined up right to calling the play. It's pretty obvious that he's played the game a long time.
How is TJ Hamilton transitioning into that role?
Yeah. Well, he's a running back for us, so, you know, we're going to try to use him in that fullback role at times. You know, he's a good enough runner where you could hand him the ball in a one-back setting. So, again, for a fullback, a lot like linemen and guys that play on the line of scrimmage, the physical nature of training camp will help kind of sort out where this goes. But we're very pleased with what he's done to this point, and we feel like he's set himself up to have a good camp.
With Cook and Murray, do you view this more as a competition, or do you view the next few weeks as a good way to figure out how to use them both?
I think what's important is we get them both ready to go for week one, and then we'll use them that way. You know, I think they're both, you know, guys. And again, there's probably a lot more to be seen from Dalvin as he kind of works over each hurdle of training camp and then your first preseason game and then maybe extended use and dealing with the pounding and all that type of stuff. So, you know, at this point, it's pretty early in the game to start lining it all up, but they're two very good players that deserve to touch the ball.
How confident are you that you'll be rostering a fullback when it comes to
We're just going to have to see how that plays out, you know. But we just mentioned CJ. You know, he might be a candidate for that. You know, we also, you know, you could use extra tight ends, you know, if that be the case. So line of scrimmage type players that can function in the backfield. So we'll figure that out as we go. And ultimately what you do is try to put together the best offensive roster that you can put together and then use the players in a way where you maximize their strengths, skills, and abilities.
Now, where's Bucky Hodges at right now?
In the locker room. that one went in there pretty easy. He's getting better. You know, again, it's hard to see. He really improved a lot through the spring. We'll see here how it sunk in his time away. He actually, you know, we've only had one walkthrough, so it's hard. That's probably a little bit better question for the end of the week. But, you know, we feel good about his foundation starting training camp.
For you personally, having the keys to the car right at the start of training camp here rather than take over mid-season, you just feel more prepared, yeah. I guess.
I think we spent a lot of time in the spring deciding what we wanted the offense to look like from the foundation, from the roots. And we as coaches really spent a lot of time together, you know, what we're going to call things, what we're going to do. And so there's more of a comfort there because we're sort of all on the same page and we sort of all feel like what our direction is going to be. But it's a matter of going out and doing it and trying to find out exactly who the final offensive players will be as you go through training camp.
What do you like about Isaac Brickfield? What keeps him around here?
Well, he's a good football player. You know, he's fast. You know, he can uncover. He's done a good job of making plays, you know, especially in the practice settings. And so, you know, we like him as a football player, and I think that's what shows up when, and he'll even do more when the pads are on, you know, when you add the physical nature to it that you don't typically see during the spring. We're just telling the wideouts, you know, you're going to get bump and run now when you can't, you know, you can't face that in the spring. So those are the things, and those are the areas of the game where Isaac will show up.
How has O'Flynn handled the transition to a pro-style offense?
He's done a good job. You know, he's learning every day. I'd like to say he makes less mistakes every day, and he does more things better. And I think that's what you're looking for. Rookies, sort of really good players that are rookies, develop quickly. And we've seen that from him.
Couple last ones for Pat. Pat, what do you think Stacey Coley can bring to the table once he gets healthy?
Well, as you mentioned, the last part of your question, he's got to get healthy. And once he does, he'll be he's a quick twitch guy, very productive player in college. And, you know, for the short time we saw him, we really liked what we saw in the spring. So for him, it's going to be the challenge to get healthy and, you know, get himself in the right type of condition where he can go out there and compete when we call on him. And so, you know, he's like a lot of rookies, you know, he's just got to just kind of keep getting better every day.
I know, Pat, you weren't here 2 years ago, but can some of these younger receivers who were late draft picks or maybe free agents kind of look at the Stephon Diggs example?
Sure.
2 years ago, you know, he didn't play for the first four games. It kind of semi came out of nowhere looking at him now.
Well, that's a good question and a good answer, right?
Okay, well, you're
no, seriously. Yeah, I think we brought these players here because we thought they were good football players. And you've seen guys have success throughout the draft, you know, depending on where they've been picked. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking for these guys. If they're on the roster, we're looking for them to compete. And their challenge is to make our team. That's their challenge. And unfortunately, if they don't make our team, develop well enough where they can make somebody else's team. You know, and so that's when you ultimately do the math. So the young players have got to just try to keep getting better every single day. Make our team or be good enough to make someone else's.
Pat, outline how difficult is it at the center position being a rookie, just kind of, first of all, learning the offense and the line calls to make, but then also trying to diagnose defenses?
Well, it's doubly difficult unless, you know, if as compared to playing a position where somebody directs you. But he's done a good job with it. He's a smart player. He's done it in the past. And all indications are that he's learning at the right pace to be a really good player.
Working your two-back system, C.J. Ham, swinging levels and fullback, what do you see in him that would make him a good candidate if you go in that two-back system and make him starting fullback?
Yeah, I think he's a physical guy. He can catch the ball well. He knows who to block in pass protection. And so he's got that those traits. And then, you know, in the rare situation where you might hand him the ball, he's got some running skills. So those are the things that he brings to the table.
He played fullback a little bit at Augustana, too?
You'd have to ask him that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.